So we have been spending over the course of this Lenten season some time in God's garden. On Ash Wednesday, we broke the ground. On the first Sunday in Lent, we tilled the soil. Last Sunday, we scattered seed, and this Sunday, we are tending the garden. So on this Sunday, what we find in the midst of this parable, the question of, who are we? Are we the owner of the grove of fig trees? Are we the gardener who cares for the fig trees? Or are we the fig tree itself? And the wonderful thing about a parable is you can say yes to all three. That every time you enter into God's word, especially into God's parables, you can find yourself in any of those places. So this morning I want us to take a little time, at first looking at what would it mean to be the man who owns the fig tree or the grove of fig trees. It's his vineyard, or it's our vineyard. And how many of you plant and grow things? And the ones that grow well, don't you pay a lot of attention to them? And the ones that maybe not grow well, you begin to get discouraged and maybe not, over time, pay as much attention to the one not growing so well. Till the point you get to that you say, you know what, I need to dig that up. It's not doing anything. It's wasting the soil. It's wasting the air. It's wasting everything. So I'm just going to dig it up. For a moment, let us think about our lives of faith and our lives in ministry and where God sends us out into vineyards, whatever they might be, whether they're our schools, our places of employment, our churches, our communities, wherever we're volunteering. And you had this person that maybe you've gone to and spoken to about Jesus Christ and what it means and what he means to your life and how they should accept Jesus as their Savior. And you've lived an example to them as best you can. You may have given them food. You may have provided them shelter when they needed it. You were as Christ to them as you knew you could be, yet nothing seemed to be happening. So at some point, what do you say? You say, I'm done. They're not worth me wasting my breath anymore. But then, in the midst of this parable, the one who is speaking, the gardener, is Jesus Christ, who says, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before you throw that person away, before you throw that ministry away, before you throw away what you think is no good, Christ says, give me one more chance. But this is what we need to do. We need to cultivate. We need to remember them as a beloved child of God. We need to nurture them. Break open that ground again, just like we broke open our own ground. We need to get some fertilizer, some good stuff in that soil. And then he says, and this is the important key words here. He says, if it bears fruit next year, well and good. If. Jesus doesn't guarantee that the work that we do with whoever we are doing it with, no matter how well we churn the soil, no matter how well we give nutrients and things to this person so that they can grow in a relationship with God, it is their choice. But Jesus says, do it anyway. Jesus says, give them one more chance. But remember, whether they bear fruit or not is not yours to carry as a burden. Yours is simply only to take care of the soil in which they are growing. So what if, again, returning to this story, what if we are that gardener? What if we are the one who's been tilling that soil and we're getting a little tired of doing it? Can we hear Jesus saying to us, one more time, one more time? I, the God saying, I, the owner of this vineyard, I, the owner of this garden, this is God's garden that you are gardening in. I will be the one to decide when to get rid of something or not. You till the soil. You take care of the weeds in the garden. You do what you need to do so that that person can make the choice they need to make, so that ministry can flourish the way it was called to flourish. You do your part, and I will do mine. So what if we're the fig tree? We return once again to the story. What if we're that fig tree? What if we're the one that feels like we haven't been bearing any fruit? That we've come to that place in our spiritual journey with God that we've gotten really stuck. Our spiritual soil has gotten hard. The water can't get in to nourish us. We haven't seen fertilizer in years or anything that gives us hope or joy or ministry of any form that seems to be life-giving in our lives. So we have stopped doing. We've gotten comfortable in the way we did things, and we figured next year we could do the same, and no one would even notice that we were still there in the vineyard. Lent is one of those times when we can actually spend some time churning, getting our own soil churned up. That if we have allowed God through the power of the Holy Spirit to come in and break open the soil around our roots through our prayer, our devotional life, our time in worship, our time in service, if we've allowed that to break us open and we've allowed God to nourish us through our prayers and our devotions and our study of Scripture and our gathering as sisters and brothers in Christ in small spiritual groups or in worship, if we have allowed that to come in and maybe rejuvenate our soil, and maybe someone's even come and pulled the weeds around those roots so that they can get just a little bit deeper and stronger in the Word, maybe then we will be able to bear much fruit. But if we think we can bear the same fruit we were bearing years ago, that may be why we are kind of stuck in this place and looking like the tree that hasn't, like the Charlie Brown Christmas tree, that doesn't seem to be able to bring joy to anyone. Sometimes that breaking open of our soil, of shedding loose of the old ways of doing things that shackles and breaks the chains, allows new life in Christ to come into us, so that we can be rejuvenated and new fruit can be produced on our limbs. So, sisters and brothers in Christ, we are either the gardener who is doing that work out in the world, who knows that we need to give somebody or something one more chance. But it's not just, I'm going to give you one more chance. It's, I'm going to provide this that will help you when I give you one more chance. Let's try this new thing. Maybe you can hear Christ in this way. So it's not just doing the same thing in offering one more chance. It's churning the soil, finding the right fertilizer. How many of you farm and know that you need the right fertilizer for things to grow? And if you put the wrong fertilizer in, or if you put your seeds too deep, they're not going to sprout. So sometimes, even as a gardener, we have to change our technique so that we get the most fruit out of what we planted. So sometimes, as a gardener, we've got to think new ways of freshening up that soil so that those we are serving and ministering to can see and hear Christ in a new way. And remember, it is their choice to say yes to Christ or not. It's our choice to be working in the vineyard. Yesterday, I went to Anatoth Gardens in Cedar Grove, North Carolina. And I thought, this is a long day, and I've got to preach a sermon about tending gardens. Well, Anatof Gardens is a community garden and farm that came out of a vision of a family that owned the corner store. And this African-American family that owned the corner store had someone die at their store. 4 years later, had a loved one die and a sheriff at their corner store. So they came to the Methodist church and said, or the pastor came to them and said, how can we help? And they talked about the things that could be done. She held a prayer vigil. And from out of that came a donation by this African-American family of 5 acres of land. And they gave it to this affluent white church. 5 acres of land to make a community garden so that the community would be fed. And out of this garden vision that they've had, they began with the 5 acres and now they've moved to a farm. Those juveniles who are in community service come out to the farm and to the garden and learn how to cultivate the land. And some, when their community service is done, move into the second program, which gives them paid salary to work the farm. Out of an act of violence and tragedy has come this garden, this place of God's creation that is working in the soil of the people there around Cedar Grove to change the environment, to change the youth, to change the world right there. Since that growth and movement has happened, they have become their own nonprofit garden. So Cedar Grove United Methodist Church, that was instrumental in bringing this about, has let that fruit go. And I don't know what they're growing now, but they're going to be growing something new. So what I'm asking us, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can either see this land here, this community here, as a garden in which God has placed us, and that we are the gardeners. We can see the places that are flourishing, but we can see the places that need maybe a little bit more nourishment. Maybe they need to be tended a little bit more. It is my prayer that as we pray over how can we be the gardeners in this garden, that God will give us the vision of what God wants us to do. It may be not be an Anatof community garden. It may be something else entirely. But this time of Lent and this time of reflection, as we allow God to work on our roots, in our lives, my prayer is that we will produce the fruit that God's calling us to produce. And I want to close with the words from Wendell Berry. He is an author and a poet. It's from his book called The Gift of Good Land. And he says this about us. He says, to live, we must daily break the body and shed the blood of creation. To live, we must daily break the body and shed the blood of creation. When we do this knowingly, lovingly, skillfully, reverently, it is a sacrament. When we do it ignorantly, greedily, clumsily, destructively, it is a desecration. In such desecration, we condemn ourselves to spiritual and moral loneliness and others to want. God's garden has plenty for all. Are we ready to tend the garden? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.